Philip Semper Pierre, PD 0 and carry. Today's date is 02/06/2025. Dictation is for Isabella Chiappe. Chiappe spells C-H-I-A-P-P-E. Isabella spells I-S-A-B-E-L-L-A. Date of birth is 03/26/1998. This is a 26-year-old female here with shortness of breath period. Patient said this has been wearing for approximately 2 or 3 days. came in today because she said she feels that she can't take a full breath period. Patient indicated that she had, correction, patient stated that her car was flooded recently and the carpet inside is still drenched slash wet and it has a funny smell to it, and noticed that her symptoms started after she continues to drive this car that was flooded with wet carpet period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient denies increased temperature, denies the chest pain, denies diaphoresis or sweat, says she has a dry cough, denies night sweats or bloody sputum period, she denies weight loss period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit, no changes period. Next paragraph, a physical exam, she's alert, oriented, and no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 98% room air, blood pressure is 104/72, pulse 96, respiration 18, temperature 98.3 period. Next paragraph, a physical exam, correction, respiratory, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress. She has inspiratory and expiratory wheezes, this is heard diffusely, no paradoxical motion period. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs period. Next paragraph, respiratory, correction, cardiac, regular rate and rhythm, no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis period. Next paragraph, abdomen is soft, correction, abdomen is non-distended, no guarding, no visible peristalsis period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, range of motion, no lower extremity edema, no venous cord. Next paragraph, neuro alert, oriented, tennis 3, cranial alert, studio tennis normal, motor and sensory functions in normal, mood and effect in normal period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is reactive airway disease, number 2 is cough, number 3 is bronchitis period. Next paragraph, in clinic today, patient received the following. Nebulizer treatment consists of albuterol and atropine times 1, dexamethasone 10 milligrams IM. She was observed in the clinic for an additional 15/20 minutes, then evaluated, she reports no side effects from the medication and feels better, she says. She was strongly encouraged to go to the emergency room if her symptoms get worse and to come back tomorrow for labs and ultrasounds period. She was given the opportunity to ask questions and says she has none. In evaluating this patient, I use Wells criteria to evaluate, to assess for pulmonary embolism. Our Wells score is low, reducing the possibility of pulmonary embolism period. Patient was sent home with the following medication: albuterol 90 micrograms MDI, 2 pulse TIDPRN for wheezing for 30 days. Now next medication, Singulair 10 milligrams 1 PO daily for 30 days, number 30. She advised increased fluids. End of dictation.